Shall we begin?
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast. And it's WNBA All-Star break time, so everybody will be looking to Connecticut, where we'll be covering the All-Star game. Keep in mind to follow me on Twitter at Dishin' Swish. I'll be at the game. But I have had multiple requests to bring back a guest that I have not had on in 2013, I think it was, that at that point was trying to come back from her ACL injuries and try to make the WNBA, and now I am pleased to welcome back the member of the Chicago Sky, Jackie Jamelos. Jackie, how are you?
Fine, thank you for that introduction.
Well, Jackie, you know, first thing I got to ask you is, you know, you made the team, you know, people get, you signed the contract when you came back in June. Mm-hmm. And I see all of these people across the league from all different opposing teams all going nuts on Twitter celebrating the fact that you made the team. How did that make you feel?
It was great. I mean, I feel like I know so many people in the league. I guess I'm considered a rookie, but I'm 26. So, you know, I know a lot of girls in the WNBA, and a lot of them are close friends of mine. So the support has been incredible, and it was nice to see so many different people just happy for me and showing, you know, their support. It was great.
Well, you know, you've been playing overseas. You were in Italy this past year?
Yeah.
And so that was, well, there you were in with Chinne Igumike in that league. And, you know, so then Pokey Chapman contacts you and invites you to camp. Now, what was that feeling? What was that like? How did you feel when you got that invite this year?
I was actually pretty shocked. I didn't think that Chicago would be an option for me. But when, you know, my agent told me what was going on, it was so cool because, you know, I remember being at camps when I was younger and Pokey being there. And it's, you know, just a vague memory I have of her telling me, at one point I was a point guard in high school. So she said something to me on the lines of, you know, stay calm or be composed. It was something like that, that I just always remembered. That was the first thing I thought of when she, you know, said that she was interested in bringing me into training camp, because I do remember her back in her LSU days, and obviously she was so successful there. So it was really cool to get that phone call. I thought, you know, and then I also thought of, obviously, well, to me, the best WNBA player, being able to play with Elena Deladon, would just be so great, because I got a chance to play with her in USA Basketball in 2011 for the World University Games. So that was just a treat, too, to get to come back to that and have the opportunity or chance, you know, to play with her again.
And then comes the interesting situation where they sign you, but they can't sign you because of league rules, and everybody's waiting for the official news that Jackie's coming back. And it's coming, but it's not coming.
Yeah, it was a weird couple of weeks.
And then finally you get that opportunity and you get to put on that WNBA uniform and get back into things. And, you know, when you hit that first shot, the reaction of the bench just tells it all.
Yeah, it sure did.
You know,
I watched that over and over again. And that was my favorite part, to be honest, is just, like you said, the support on the bench is just so cool, and it gave me the chills, not even my shot, because, you know, I told somebody else, I've made a ton of three-point shots in my life, so it wasn't, you know, that big of a deal. Yes, of course, it was my first shot in the WNBA, and that obviously meant something to me, but I think what meant more to me was watching the bench.
You know, you were drafted by Minnesota, and that didn't work out, and then Atlanta. You know, Cooper was, you know, coached at USC when you were there. That that I understand was difficult when that didn't work out last year.
Yeah, it was. You know, I felt confident coming into that camp. I had just came off a good year in Greece, started to, you know, get my confidence back and get my feel a little, came back a little bit. I was in really good condition. I felt like I knew his system, obviously, from playing for him in college. So, yeah, I mean, that was hard for me to get cut there. But I, of course, I got a good experience out of it, and I learned a lot. And, you know, Coop has always believed in me, and he still does. So, yeah, it was okay at the end of the day.
I think with some of the trouble that they've had with guards this year, I think he wouldn't mind having you back. Now tell me about this opportunity you had, though, that I'm reading. You know, I'm doing all my homework for our interview, and tell me about this opportunity to sell wine that you passed on. That sounded pretty cool to me, actually.
That's so funny. Well, my uncle has, he runs this big wine company, like where we're from, and me and my dad just talked about maybe like other options for me. So I entertained that for a couple of weeks, like seriously entertained it, and it was just, you know, I don't think anything outside of playing basketball at this point in my life is going to fulfill me in any way. So I quickly kind of put that on hold, and I had gotten an offer to play in Italy when I was thinking about taking that route. And I decided, you know, that's what I was going to do, and I was going to, you know, stop doing what I was doing and start training again. I took just a few weeks off after Atlanta to kind of regather myself and figure out what I wanted to do. And when I got that Umberto Day offer is when I started to train again and get serious and stuff.
So not selling wine anytime soon.
Sorry, say that again.
So not selling wine anytime soon.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Well, that's good. Now, one of the interesting things was when you were in Connecticut, you were shooting warm-ups, and I was over talking to Pokey, and she made the comment to me. You know, she gestured towards you and said, "That one's going to be all right. Just watch." She said she knows what she's doing, and she has a respect from her teammates that most young players that just joined a team will never have. So I thought that was a very telling statement, going back to what you said about the fact that you are a little bit older and you know so many of these players that you just, they have a natural respect for your journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going back to what I said earlier, being 26, you know, I'm older than some of the superstars on our team. I think I'm a little bit older than Sloot. I'm older than Elena. But, you know, obviously they're some of the best players in the league. I think that's important. And I think that a lot of that also goes back to them having a lot of respect for just what I've been through and overcoming what I did. And, you know, they're just basketball players. I think they all appreciate that. And as I would appreciate anyone, you know, that comes back from any injury. So, yeah.
So tell me, you know, I mean, from the inside scoop, give us the scoop. For Deladon to do the things that she does, I mean, there's got to either be, you know, she's either sleeping in one of those chambers or she really is from another planet or something. Yeah, give us the scoop. I mean, she's not human, so what does she do that is different than everybody else?
Honestly, she has her own style, her own way of doing things. But I've never seen anything like it. Just, you know, even from her warm-ups and just how she warms up, everything is just different. And it's obviously working for her. And like you said, she's not human. She's the most dominant player in women's basketball that I've ever seen. So she's doing something right. And, you know, it's a treat to be able to watch her every day and just see, you know, what she's going to do today and how dominant she's going to be in the game and in practice.
So now as we continue forward, second half of the season is coming up. The Sky is sitting there right in the thick of things, just like they were last year. Of course, there's a difference with the team, and you know, there's a lot of pieces that have been coming together. You know, it seems like you guys are all getting on the same page and ready to make that push.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, we struggled a little bit in the beginning of the season, but we knew we were going to make our big run, our big push, because we're so good offensively, and we just have so many different weapons, and it was eventually going to come together. And then, you know, we have the leadership from Kathy, and you can't find that everywhere. You know, she's just taken on this role, leadership role. It's like anything I've never seen. It's just, she's amazing. And then, you know, obviously the other pieces are a puzzle. It just fits, and it's just been working. And, you know, 1 through 12, we're trying to do our, you know, do our role and go as hard as we can go and do everything we can individually to make everything work together.
And from what I understand, you're starting to get a feel for the city, and you're enjoying your time in Chicago, too.
Oh, yeah. Chicago's great. I love it here. Aside from, you know, obviously I'm from California, so they don't have that California sunshine all the time. But it's good. I like it a lot. The city's beautiful. The food's great. Can't complain.
Well, Jackie, congratulations. It's a great story with a great ending. That, you know, I can see ending with the championship trophy being raised being the perfect finish to this.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I do, too. That's all I can envision is I think this year it's going to happen. I truly believe that in my heart. So I'm right there with you.
Well, with the amount of injuries that have gone on in the league this year, what would you say to somebody that's watching right now or somebody that's in college or something? That has gone through, just starting to go through some injury problems after you've gone through as many, you know, 5 ACLs as you've had?
Right. Well, injuries, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, meaning, you know, you're not going to recover the next day or within the next week. It takes time, you know, it takes patience. It's just something that you have to work for, and if you have a passion for what you do and you love what you're doing, you know, just take it day by day and put 100% in every day so the outcome is, you know, what you want it to be, and you'll be where you want to be.
Jackie, congratulations again. You've worked as hard as anybody I've ever seen to get this opportunity, and, you know, it's good to see good things happen to good people.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Good luck the rest of the way, and, you know, hey, when you come to Connecticut, try to have it take it a little easy on the sun for me, okay?
I love Connecticut, so I'll try my best.
All right, you take care, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks a lot.